This is a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing. Colorado's new gaming fee writes its own Tabor exemption. House Bill 2614-18 imposes a 5% fee on in-game add-on purchases and routes up to $22.8 million a year into a new state-owned business. Its drafters say does not require voter approval under Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. A bill scheduled for its first hearing today in the Colorado House Finance Committee creates a new state-owned business, hands it the power to collect a 5% fee on every online gaming add-on purchase made in Colorado, and declares on its own face that the arrangement does not require voter approval pursuant to Section 2477-108. House Bill 2614-18, styled in its own short title as the Youth Mental Health Services Access Enterprise Act, was introduced April 20, 2020-2026, and assigned to the House Finance Committee, which is set to take it up at 1:30 p.m. today in HCR 0112. All four prime sponsors are Democrats: Representative Sean Cumacho of Denver, Representative Yara Zokahi of Larimer County, Senator Judy Amubile of Boulder County, and Senator Dylan Roberts, whose Senate District 8 covers Clear Creek, Eagle, Garfield, Gilpin, Grand, Jackson, Moffitt, Rio Blanco, Rote, and Summit counties. And what the bill does. Beginning January 1, 2027, every covered platform defined in the bill as an online business that derives most of its revenue from online services and offers in-game purchases to youth would have to add a 5% fee to each add-on transaction it processes for a Colorado customer. The bill defines an add-on transaction abstractly, an online transaction in which a player acquires an item or ability that provides the player or participant an advantage over other players or participants, or a feature that alters or enhances the online gaming service, product, or feature. In industry usage and in third-party commentary on the bill, that category includes skins, battle passes, loot boxes, virtual currency, and similar microtransactions purchased on top of the base game. Covered platforms remit the fee to the Colorado Department of Revenue, which credits it to a newly created Youth Mental Health Services Access Enterprise Fund inside the Behavioral Health Administration. The bill spells out where the money goes, up to 3% for administrative overhead, then 40% to a new Youth Mental Health Peer Navigator Grant Program, 35% to a new Crisis Resolution Team Program, and 25%, beginning July 1, 2027, to the existing Youth Mental Health Services Program. According to the bill's initial fiscal note from Legislative Council staff, dated April 23, the fee is expected to raise $11.4 million in fiscal year 2026-27, a half-year impact, and $22.8 million in fiscal year 2027-28, with similar amounts in subsequent years. The note assumes about $455.8 million in Colorado add-on transactions per year, roughly the state's population share of an estimated $26 billion U.S. add-on market inside a $59 billion U.S. video game industry. The 5% rate is the floor, not the ceiling. Beginning October 1, 2027, the bill grants the new enterprise's governing board, appointed by the governor, authority to adjust the amount of the fee without returning to the legislature. The board is also authorized to issue revenue bonds payable from the new fund. On why the bill says voters do not get a say. The bill's claim that no statewide vote is required rests on Colorado's enterprise designation, the same legal device that has steadily moved revenue out from under Tabor, the taxpayers' Bill of Rights, since voters approved it in 1992. Tabor limits the revenue Colorado state government can keep and spend each year and requires voter approval to raise taxes or create new ones. The Legislative Council staff primer on the Tabor revenue limit explains the carve-out the bill relies on. The Tabor limit applies to revenue collected by districts. The Constitution provides one exclusion from its definition of a district, and that exclusion is enterprises. An enterprise is a self-supporting, government-owned business that receives revenue in return for the provision of a good or service. An enterprise may receive up to 10% of its annual revenue from state and local government sources. In addition, an enterprise must have the authority to issue revenue bonds. House Bill 261418 is written to fit that template. Section 276064 of the bill states that the new enterprise is and operates as a government-owned business within the BAJ, constitutes an enterprise for purposes of Section 20 of Article 10 of the State Constitution, so long as it retains the authority to issue revenue bonds, and receives less than 10% of its total revenues and grants from all Colorado state and local governments combined, and is not subject to Section 20 of Article 10 of the State Constitution. The bill's separate legislative declaration then declares that fee revenue is not state fiscal year spending and does not count against either the Tabor spending limit or the excess state revenues cap. The legislative declaration also addresses Proposition 117, the 2020 initiative now codified at Colorado Revised Statutes 2477118. Proposition 17 requires statewide voter approval to create any new state enterprise projected to collect more than $100 million in fees in its first five fiscal years. The bill draws its projected revenue, the $11.4 million half-year and $22.8 million annual figures, well under that combined threshold, and ties the board's hands in the same paragraph. The enterprise will generate revenue from fees of less than $100 million total in its first five fiscal years. Accordingly, the creation of the enterprise does not require voter approval pursuant to Section 247728. The fiscal note confirms that the board's post-2027 authority to adjust the rate is bounded by that same $100 million ceiling. The bill anticipates a fee or tax legal challenge and preemptively cites it. Section 276602 of the bill invokes the Colorado Supreme Court's 1995 ruling in Nickel v. E-470, Public Highway Authority, 896 P2, T-859, that the power to impose taxes is inconsistent with enterprise status under Section 20 of Article 10 of the State Constitution, and concludes from it that the fee imposed by the enterprise is a fee, not a tax. That is the legal posture the bill plants on the record before any taxpayer suit can be filed. On the broader pattern, Colorado has used the enterprise designation to take large fee streams out from under Tabor for nearly two decades. The Colorado Bridge Enterprise, created in 2009 under the FASTER law, collects the bridge safety surcharge added to every Colorado vehicle registration. The Colorado Court of Appeals upheld that arrangement against a Tabor challenge in Tabor Foundation versus Colorado Bridge Enterprise. 8 years later, Senate Bill 17267 converted the state's hospital provider fee program into the Colorado Healthcare Affordability and Sustainability Enterprise, or CHASE, moving more than $1 billion a year of fee revenue off the Tabor books. That trajectory shows up in the statewide numbers. A January 22, 2026 Colorado Politics report on enterprise growth, citing the Common Sense Institute, found that fee-based enterprises generated $742 million in 1994, the year Tabor went into effect. 30 years later, that revenue had ballooned by nearly 3,400% to $25.8 billion. The same report notes that 46% of state spending was Tabor-exempt in 1996. By 2024, nearly three-quarters of the state spending is now Tabor-exempt, amounting to about $9,000 per Coloradan. Common Sense Institute Executive Director Kelly Caulfield told Colorado Politics that the legislature has circumvented voter intent by continuing to authorize enterprise funds that fall just below Proposition 117's $100 million cap. On the status and what to watch. As of Monday, the bill carries no committee or floor votes. The introduced version is the only version posted on the legislature's site. The bill page summary itself notes that the summary applies to this bill as introduced. The fiscal note also flags a small Tabor refund implication that survives the enterprise designation, the new enterprise's payments to the Colorado Department of Law for Legal Services, $186,935 in fiscal year 2026-27 and $62,312 in fiscal year 2027-28 are state fee revenue, and so will be added to the amount the state must refund to taxpayers if total state revenue exceeds the Tabor cap. Scott Shamblin, a Republican candidate for Colorado House District 61, framed the bill on The Kim Monson Show within Colorado's broader regulatory and affordability picture. "We're the sixth most regulated state," Shamblin said, "and we're the sixth most expensive state to live in, the sixth worst state to retire. When you are regulating everything to the degree that we are, it makes it a little bit more expensive for businesses to exist. And when it's more expensive for businesses to exist, it's more expensive for all of us." Host Kim Monson made the same bill her bill of the day in both hours of the same broadcast. "There is a fee," Kim said, "which is also a tax, but they call it a fee because if they called it a tax, they would have to ask us if that was okay. And then they stick it in an enterprise area because then that way they don't have to include that revenue when calculating the TABOR, the Colorado Taxpayers Bill of Rights, calculation to refund money when they overtax us above a very generous formula of population plus inflation." The next hour she put it more plainly, "These enterprise zones are a way to get around TABOR, Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights." The hearing in HCR 0112 is the first substantive test of whether House Bill 2614-18 does not require voter approval line survives committee. And now, Kim's perspective. The drafters of House Bill 2614-18 put the answer to the most important question right in the bill. It does not require voter approval. That line is the giveaway. A 5% levy on what Coloradans buy, collected by the state and spent by a board the governor names, walks like a tax no matter what the bill calls it. The 1992 Taxpayers' Bill of Rights set a simple rule that when the state wants more of our money, the state has to ask. The right answer to a fee that needs that disclaimer printed on its face is a vote. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.